You tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour. I'm Pete Day. And of course, we're sponsored today by the Chetton Cash and Carry River Road Barking IG11 0DA. A great place to go to. And if you're thinking of getting all your needs there, all your cash and carry needs, place to go to. Well, here on the Community Hour on New Sound Radio 92 FM, I don't know, we often like to look at different art projects, you know, that are going on in and around East London. We've done all over the years, we've done quite a lot of them, yeah? Now, when we heard, though, there was one that involved recipes, yeah? We started to think, oh, food, yeah? And this interested us, of course, even more. I don't leave a fig roll unattended for more than a couple of minutes down here at our studio, and, well, guaranteed it'll be gone, won't it? Well, here to it, and of course, if you was down there at the Chet and Cash and Carry, of course, I know they're all down there stuffing their faces down here. I'm sure they're having a brilliant time down there. Anyway, here to explain how you can get involved in making an exciting new project happen, we're joined now live on the line by local artist, assuming the gremlins haven't beaten us, Anna Sexton. Anna, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Hi, Pete.
Oh, you're there. I was always, it always worries me at that point. I always sort of think, I know it's all going to go wrong and I'm going to hear that boop or something like that all happening. But it never happened then. Anna, what's this project you've got lined up then? Come and tell us about it.
Really exciting project with Hackney Museum. We want to work with international artist Yin Kishore Bari. And he's going to work with local residents of East London to submit a recipe for their perfect Hackney supper.
Oh, a Hackney supper. Now, this involves lots of food. Now, this is why we got you on the show, of course, yeah?
Yeah, we're all into food at the museum, and there's so many different cultural backgrounds living in East London and Hackney that it has to be about food, right?
Okay, I'm just thinking, what's going to happen? Is this some sort of competition or something, isn't it?
It's part of the museums at night, and we've been shortlisted down to the last five of the museums for his particular project. We're the only London, East London museum, and we're the small museum with a big heart. And we are asking East London residents to vote for us, and we hope we win. And then Yin Kishore Bari will work with us, and he'll make this special supper club inside the museum.
And if you vote, do you get anything special out of it if you do vote?
When you vote, you can choose if you want to be part of the project, and you can win a chance to come to the dinner, and then there'll be more opportunities to come and get involved in workshops and submit your recipe.
I'll tell you what, I'm just trying to picture this now, yeah? So what people do is that they submit a recipe, and then what actually happens on the night? What's planned
well,
for the night?
Well, that's the mystery, you see. Yin Kishore Bari is actually a Hackney resident. He lives round the corner from us. That's why we want him to win so much. He is known for making installations with African fabric, and he is going to choose the recipes that he thinks most represents Hackney. And he will make the supper with the guests. So it could be anything. The supper could be a poem. It could be a glass of wine. It could be someone's favourite meal that their mum makes. We don't really know. It's up to people in East London to tell us what they want in terms of their favourite recipe.
And they'll be using a rather special table as well. I mean, they're all going to be sitting around, aren't they?
You're going to be sitting on top of an Anglo-Saxon longboat. So the supper will happen in the middle of the museum. It's actually part of a historic bequeathment to the museum. And there's a sort of regulation in this paperwork that says there's a supper could be a supper every October. But this was from a very colonial, white, Victorian collector of objects. And Yinka's originally from Nigeria. So there's some interesting stories that will probably come out.
He did something at Trafalgar Square as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he's really famous for making the ship in the bottle.
That was the one on the fourth plinth, what they call the fourth plinth, isn't it? Where they change the sculpture around every now and again, isn't it?
That's right. So it would be so exciting to have someone of his level. I mean, he's just been in New York making his latest show. That installation is now at Greenwich Museum, actually.
I mean, this sounds absolutely fantastic. Okay, now what I'm thinking is, okay, so this is a competition. There's the money to put this all forward, yeah?
Yeah.
And how do people get to vote on this? I mean, we just had the general election. I mean, how are we going to do this? How does it all work?
This, we hope, is simpler. First of all, you need to go to the Hackney Council website, and that's www.hackney.gov.uk. And then quite easily you'll find Hackney Museum on the front page, and at the top of our Hackney Museum page is the voting box. And you follow the instructions and you hopefully pick Hackney Museum, and we find out the results tomorrow night. Saturday night.
8 o'clock. Well, I've got down here, because our research department's been working very hard down here, as always, yeah? And we've got Saturday at 8 o'clock. But people have got to vote by Saturday at 8 o'clock. Is that right?
That's right. There's plenty of time, but we've been up against two very big museums that are outside of London. So it's a bit of a David and Goliath battle to win for East London.
East London's got to win this one, haven't we, eh?
Definitely. I think we'll all pass out if we don't.
We'll all pass out from hunger. That's what it'll be if we don't get this one. It sounds there's something really wacky about it, and there's something really sort of intriguing about it. But also it's a serious point as well about all this, isn't it? I think, you know, there's something, you know, there's something serious about this, isn't there?
The serious thing is that the project I'm working with the museum on is about reaching out to disabled people in Hackney and making sure our museum really is for everybody. And the project we've been doing so far has been really well attended, and the groups wanted to do something more innovative and exciting. So Yinka himself is a wheelchair user, and so we're hoping that disabled people in Hackney who already live and work and create there will get huge amounts of inspiration from working from someone who's so internationally well known, and also a neighbour. He literally lives about 6 streets away from the museum. So it would be a wheelchair.
He don't live in a longboat, does he? He don't live in a longboat, though, does he?
No, not yet. He might take up residence there.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break now. But finally, yeah, if there's one reason, yeah, you can think of one reason that people should... So you just say people, well, they've got a few days to vote. And if you're going to do it, you should do it now, really, shouldn't you? If there's one reason that people should vote for the Hackney Museum to host this event, what would that be?
Because Hackney Museum is a place where actually it really celebrates every single kind of person that lives in East London, and that deserves to be known bigger and wider than Hackney in East London.
Anna Sexton, thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM. And you won't be a stranger, will you? You'll come back and tell us how you get on with this, won't you?
Yeah, we'll hopefully see you in the museum. Come round for a cup of tea and a fig roll.
Well, more than a fig roll, I want to come round there for the feast that you're going to be doing, man.
All right, MP.
All right, thanks a lot for that.
Bye.
All right, OK, stay tuned, because I'll tell you what, after the break, we've got our special guest, who's going to be telling us about riots in Forest Gate. Oh, don't worry, it was 100 years ago. Stay tuned, find out about that.
Advertise on New Sound Radio for as little as £10 per day.